not off the sugya, it's in the sugya, a little off the sugya. A little off. Let's get back into the Gemara a little bit. So the Gemara, there's a Sadcha Lazon, a Potso, there's a Machlekes Chayiv Achas or Chayiv Shtayim, right? You gotta be with me in this. Chayiv Achas or Chayiv Shtayim. And the question is there dash or not? There's sad, but is there dash or not? Then the Gemara says, why aren't you chayiv for the tilos neshama? Because when you squeeze out the chazan, you know for the neshama. So Rav Yochanan said, Rav Yochanan says, I squeezed out dead. If I squeezed out dead, then there's no tilos neshama. It's dead already. Rava said it could even be chai. But misasik. You're misasik, etzel and tilos neshama. So whatever Rashi holds, we discussed Rashi ad infinitum, and Taisa says it's a Darvishay Miskavin. It's a Darvishay Miskavin. So the Gemara says it's a Darvishay Miskavin. That's why you're not chayiv. But the Gemara asks, it's Tzik Reisha. The Gemara asks, it's Tzik Reisha. The Gemara says, it's not, that's not a question. Shani Hacha, the common, the Ismay, the Shama, Tvei, Nichalai, Kechem, the Lutzal, Tzviya. You want to keep it alive. So we also had Machlekes Rashi and Tosvos, whether the Gemara means to say, so it is Misasek, or the Gemara means to say, it's a Darvishay, it's a Tzik Reisha, Dolom Nichalai, or whatever it is. Okay, we had that. How are you? Good? Okay. Long time no see. Okay.
What am I supposed to say?
I thought I see you by the chasna last night.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Yeah.
Okay. So Titus asks Akasha. Titus asked, and the Titus has such a, let's get back into this. Titus asked, why aren't you chayiv? Why did the Gemara ask Netilas Neshama when I squeeze the chalazon? Why did the Tosfos ask? It's like fishing. When you go fishing and you catch a fish and you pull the fish out of the water, it's Netilas Neshama. You're killing the fish. When you take a fish out of the water, you're killing the fish. So the same thing the chalazon. The chalazon is a type of a fish. When you take the chalazon out of the water, you're killing the fish. So why didn't the Gemara ask about Netilas Neshama? So Tosos, what's Tosos' answer? Don't look at me like, what's Tosos' answer? What? Farkas, what does that mean? That means why does Gemara ask the Tils and Shama for Ptsia, ask the Tils and Shama taking the fish out of the, taking the chazan out of the water? So what's Tosos' answer?
It shakes and kills itself.
Farkas, okay? It shakes and kills itself. So for what?
That was the first question?
Yeah.
So this, I thought the first question was, why did we mention Tzidah at all? Like the Ritba asked.
No, that's the first question, Tosos.
It's all answering one question. Then there's a sub-question with that, no?
But we're talking about the sub-question.
So, when you do Tzidah, you should be chai for Tzidah and Netilas Neshama, or just Netilas
Neshama? Tzidah plus Netilas Neshama. Just like when you catch a fish. When you catch a fish, you chayiv twice. Tzidah and Netilas Neshama. Why are we talking about Netilas Neshama for squishing the chazan? Why are we talking about Netilas Neshama for catching it? So tell us in Machadish, I told you this, Moshe Feinstein asked questions on this, everyone's questioning this, but for some reason, Tosfos holds, if you catch a chazan and it goes crazy, it's like it's killing itself, so you're not chayiv for the killing of the fish with the chazan of this tzidah. Okay, that's Tosfos' answer. Is everyone with me so far? Comes along the Masha, and the Masha asks a gavata question. Everyone turn to Masha, want to learn this inside. And I hope we all have Gemara, so you can all look at the Masha inside. You made the Masha.
I know when to plan, Reed.
What?
I know when to plan.
Yeah.
Rebbe really hopes that we all have the Eos Vahadar.
What?
I don't have the Masha on the back of
the Gemara. Everybody has the Masha on the back of the Gemara.
Yes, everyone does?
Yeah, but
that's
right.
That's
right.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You got the mashal.
I thought because mine wasn't like the regular.
No, but in every even your non good blue was
okay. So the mashal asked, let's read the mashal. Look at the mashal. Taisi Rabbi Masla Hatzot Chalazon. Halka Hashem Achaz and Dark Lefarki. Hakna Hashem No. Tosus has to answer this question with a tremendous chiddush. We spoke about what the big chiddush is, but Tosus says when you catch a chilazon, the chilazon jumps up and down and sorts of kills itself. She's not chayv for killing himself, which is a very hard thing. But Masha asks a question. Tzas kasha, do I have a tzricha lezeh? Tosus doesn't have to come up with this big chiddush. Why should Tosus have to come up with this big chiddush? Elo kidemasik, the matil neshama hacha bechilazon lo nicholei v'kala oven. So the Masha asks a question. What's the Masha's question? His question is, why does Tosos have to answer in this way? Tosos has to be mechadish new chiddush. This should be just like the Gemara. Just like the Gemara. The same exact answer the Gemara gives, Tosos should give. What's the same answer the Gemara gives? The Gemara says, Tzadki lazom. Why aren't you chayv v'chadil z'shama? What's the answer to the Gemara in this according to Tosos? What's the answer to the Gemara?
Either
what?
It's alive or dead.
It kills itself.
What's the answer to the Gemara?
It's dead.
And what's the Rav's answer according to the Gemara?
It's
Misasik. What's Misasik mean according to this?
Davashem
is Kabbin. I is Psik Resha. Lo Nicholai. Frekti Masha. Hey, this should be the same answer to Tosos' question. Tosos has a question. When you tzad the chilazon, you take it out of the water, you're killing it, right? So, I would say, if you go exactly according to the Gemara, how would the answer work? Oh, but you're not mechavin. It's Dabar Shem Iskavin. Because what are you mechavin for? Are you mechavin to kill it? No, you're mechavin to be tzad. But what's the kasha on that? Psik Resha. And what's the answer on that? Lo Nicholai. I don't want to kill it. It's better it should be alive. So the same exact answer the Gemara gives, you should give on this. Why is Tosas and Mechadish a new answer? We know the answer already. The answer is the Gemara's answer. That's what the Mashah asks. You guys understand that question? That Tosas should not come up with a new answer. This is the exact question the Gemara asks and the exact answer the Gemara gives.
Can you say that then, if that's true, then Tosas wouldn't have even addressed it?
What?
Because it's so intuitive. So the fact that he's addressing it, there is different meaning. If it was really true that he could have just said the Gemara, then he wouldn't have said that at all.
That goes into the Masha's question. That goes into the Masha's question. In other words, the Masha's question is, what is Tosus' question? We know the answer already.
Okay.
That goes into this question. Now.
But before we answer that, this is all going, in Rabbi Yochanan, that we say that it's dead by the time they're squeezing it. So maybe in Rabbi Yochanan we don't have that answer that you want it to be alive. Maybe the way Rabbi Yochanan holds that, we don't care if it's alive or dead, so therefore it won't be a separation to make it alive.
Very good. Whoa. What a pleasure. Oh. Hine matova manayim shevzah. Yes. We'll make this into a NCSY event. Okay. Now, what is he saying? And this will answer what Yosef said also. Keep your finger in the mashah. Let's go back to Tosos for a second. Hatzat chilazon. So Tosos had an unwritten question. What was Tosos' unwritten question? What's the machokis on? Tisha. So why say there's a seat waiting for you someplace. NTSY is down there. You don't want to be in NTSY. Come
wait,
up
look,
here.
I got my black hat and everything.
What do you... Yeah, but your hand's wearing it. You're stark. Your hand's wearing a black hat. All right, so... What does Tosas ask? Tosas has an unwritten question. Tzad Chalazim, why are we discussing Tzad at all? If Machok is Disha, just say, if you squeeze a chazam. So, Tosa says, Ramanda Mukle b'shepatzu chai, according to one that says, it was alive, Asi Shapir. That's very good. According to Mandiyam, it says the Patsu Chai, because that's what happens. Yitzad and Yer Potzei right away. So that's what happens. You're not chayv until shama, even patsu chay, because of the Gemara's answer. And now comes his answer. Even according to Man Yamin, it says you were potzei when it was a mace. Kamash Maran, the Roma chayv betzei the shlo b'shum until the shama. The Kamash Maran, and that is that you're not chayv for until the shama when you take it out of the water. So what Tosus is saying this, according to who? Rav or Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, who's talking about Patsu Meis. So Tosus' question is according to Rabbi Yochanan. So his answer is, now turn back, and right under the Masha, there's Nemukia Griv. You see Nemukia Griv right under the Masha? Let's read Dav Chav Gimel, Nemukia Griv. Yer Matzat Zad Chalazam. Ein Masha, Shehiksha, Dohavet Shricha Lezeh. You don't need this answer. Ramay de Masik, the Kamet Israel ben Shama, Tvei Nichalei. Here, Dvar Tzarech Ian. The Masha's question, the Mug Riv says, I don't understand this question at all. The Hasvara Zeis, who rak Lerava, the Mugay Patsuchai, this whole Gemara of Psikrei Nichalei is all going to Rava. Mashenka Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mukre Patsul Meis, Rabbi Yochanan says he squeezed and he was dead. That means he doesn't hold of all this. Svirei de Mekal Makom Chayiv Mishum Netilas Neshama. But Tosos de Vreyem wants to solve him, Raman de Mukre Patsul Meis. Ki Yisrael Hedya, but Tosos. So Tosos, and that's what he said, Tosos is talking about a Makoyt Mandiyam Patsul Meis. What is Tosos? What does he mean? Ben, take a seat in the nest.
I was thinking about that.
No, nest is here. Low branch nest. Yes.
So, Rabbi, is he being mosh when the Rabbi Yochanan would say that your chayiv mishum netilas neshama if it was alive?
Very good. Excellent. That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying like this. You have machokas here. Listen closely. You have machokas. No, you can't go to sleep now. He's sleeping. He's in deep sleep. Oh, you got to wake up. Okay? Your jet lag finished like 3 weeks ago. Okay?
Nah.
I'm
still jet lag.
You're still jet lag. Okay.
From my jet lag.
Yeah. Okay. In the 60s, when I was growing up, that means you took a trip. You know what the trip is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where did we go?
What?
Where did we go? Israel?
You take a trip, you have to go anyplace. The best trip is in your room.
Strawberry fields.
What? Forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're right. That what the Masha is saying is this. There is a machokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rava. Rabbi Yochanan says, Patsu Meis. Patsu Chai. What would Rabbi Yochanan say about if you squeeze and lose alive? You'd be chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Rava says, you're not chayiv because it's Darvish Shem Iskavin with a psik ratio, a psik ratio nichole. You're putter. So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He doesn't hold of this. He doesn't hold of psik ratio nichole. He says, it's a psik ratio. Psik ratio, you are chayiv. So Zakhtam Ashah, this whole question was according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a psik ratio b'chayiv, right? It is a psik ratio, and you should be chayiv. So it's all, right? It's all according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, patsu meis, you're chayiv, so, and he doesn't have psik ratio nicholai, so why not, so Tosu is saying, why not ask the question when you catch it? When I catch it, and I kill it by catching it, that's psik ratio and shiri chayiv. So why doesn't the Gemara ask that? Why didn't the Gemara mention that? That is Tosu's question. So the Mukia Grif says, hey, the Masha's question is not a question. Masha's question is, oh, it should answer like the Gemara says, but the Gemara saying it is in Rava, and we're talking about Rav Yechanan here. That's what the Mukha Griff says. We're going to get into the Mukha Griff in a minute. But I need you guys' help. Yes.
Why can't Rabbi Yochanan agree with Rava?
Because why does Rabbi Yochanan say the case is only Patsu Meis, not Patsu Chai? So the Mashah's understanding, what would be a Patsu Chai?
The same thing with the...
Then why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's only Patsu Meis?
I understood that. It's like that was the way it happened in Beit Midrash. He said it, and he's like, Rava said, no, also this.
Yeah, we don't understand it in that way. We understand that Rabbi Yochanan is saying the case is only of Patsu Meis.
It doesn't hold what Rava was saying?
It doesn't hold what Rava was saying. Now, I need your help to understand the Karni Reim. Let's read the Karni Reim. The Karni Reim wants to answer the Mashal's question. And let's try to understand the Karni Reim. Now, understanding the Karni Reim, you'll need everything we learned until today, okay? A month of learning. Well, let's learn the Karni Reim inside. The shortest things are the hardest. You see, the Karni Reim is also right underneath the Mashal, right next to the Mukha Griff, you have the Karni Reim. Going in the same thing, the Metilas. Nir Be'enai says, in my mind, Lo Kasha Midi. There's no, the Masha has no question. The Kan, Al Karchach Tzarech L'Tzeda. Here, I need the Tzeda. V'im Ze Gufay Hav Netilas Neshama. And if the Tzeda is Netilas Neshama, Hare Nichalei. It's Nichalei. Comes on the Karni Reim says, no. By the Psia, the Gemara answered, it's lo nichalei. But by the catching it, that's for sure nichalei. Why is it for sure nichalei? Because I want to catch it. So I want to catch it. But what does he mean? So what if I want to catch it? But I don't want it to die. What does he mean? I want to catch it, so therefore, it's nichalei. It's always like that. I want to do the thing. That's always pick race to go nichalei. I want to do it, but I don't want this outcome to happen. What's he answering here? Yes.
Because you might not want it to die, but in order to catch it, you need to put it in a position where it will eventually die. Once you take it out, it has a timer on where right. It can last, however long, and then it dies.
Right.
That part you do want because that's integral to catching it. If it would survive, it means you didn't catch it. So that part you want for it to actually be dead after you catch it. That's the lo nechle that the Gemara is talking about later. Once it's already caught, but to get it into the first step, which is where it will die. That you do want.
I don't understand. I understand.
In order to
let's discuss this again. What does Darvish Emes Kavan mean? Who can tell you what Darvish Emes Kavan means?
We have miles.
Okay. Not Pshat Darvish Emes Kavan. Just simple. What does Darvish Emes Kavan mean? What does that mean?
I
intended to schlep the bench, but I didn't intend the plowing. I intend to schlep the bench, but I didn't intend the plowing. Then we have Akasha, by a chicken's head, when I cut the head to play chicken baseball, I intended to cut off the head, but I didn't intend it to die. That is psikresha. That's psikresha. Psikresha, yachayev, because, now, is that psikresha nichalei or lo nichalei?
Low.
What?
Low.
That can't be low. Or else you would be chayiv for it. Right. That's the psikresha, the nichalei. Or I want a dead head. I don't want to play basketball with a live head. Right? I want a dead head. But, so therefore, what is this saying here? I catch the fish. The maisa is catching the fish. I want to catch it. I don't want it to die. Psikresha. But it's for sure going to die. Then the Gemara answers, but I don't want it to die because it's better to be alive. So what's he answering here? What is the answer? Psikresha do nichle doesn't apply to this case. Why does psikresha do nichle not apply to this case? Yes,
so, Nanya.
I don't know if I'm going to address that question.
Oh, yes!
But, so, I think the carnivore aim is actually arguing to Namuke Grib.
Of course!
Especially later on in Namuke Grib.
Yeah, especially later on. But now.
But that's why I want to say.
He wants to answer to Mashal's question.
So, I want to say that what the carnivore aim is saying is that the question is no longer on Rabbi Yochanan, but it's also on Rabba as well.
Yes,
because
some reason. Yeah.
He changes Rava's whole lo nicha
right,
also to
right,
the fact
yes,
that now it's going to
exactly,
be no matter
yes,
what you're going to do.
Yes, yes, yes. But now what?
So that's how. So, like, the Marshal is asking on Rabbi Yochanan, but.
They're not arguing. Therefore, that's how it's no question anymore.
It's no question because not
right,
just
that's
on Rabbi Yochanan.
But that's not what the Kanye was saying. The Kanye was saying, I don't. To me, the Marshal's question is not a question, meaning it's on Rava. And I don't understand this question because that's not psik reish lo nichlei. The Marshal's question is, it's a psik reish lo nichlei, so why are you asking it? He says, no, this case is not a psik reish lo nichlei. That's what he says.
And that's why we had to learn tzad. That's what he's saying.
That's what?
That's why we had to learn the whole case of tzad chilozo, the whole original thing.
But now we have a question, so why do Tais have to answer? Oh, you're not chayiv on that because it kills itself. You're not chayiv because it's a psik reish lo nichlei.
No, it is nichlei.
That's
what he's
saying.
Why is it nichlei?
Because no one traps because they don't. We learned three things. We learned that you want it, you don't care, or you don't want it.
Right.
No one traps because I don't care what happens or I don't want it. Anyone who traps, they have tachlis for why they're trapping.
That
changes it to nichlei.
The tzad itself is an atios to shalom.
That's good. You're saying good. But isn't that what psikreshi means?
Maybe you wouldn't think that. Maybe
it's for sure going to happen.
That maybe that's goof of the chiddush that you wouldn't think that.
What's that? But that's not goof of the chiddush. We know the Gemara says we know it's psikreshi. But what? But not every psikreshi is psikreshi.
Right.
When is it not psikreshi? Even for sure it's going
to
happen. But that's not what I want. That's this.
But that's what he's saying. He says that you do want tachlis, you do want it. Because that's...
What is that? So that's what I'm trying to figure out. What does that mean? I do want it. I don't want it.
You do want it.
The Gemara says, I want to keep it alive.
You want to keep it alive,
Sim,
but by you catching
it, place.
It doesn't matter. By you catching it, that within itself is showing...
Why would anyone trap it if they don't...
That you want the end product. The end product is it's going to die. So by you catching it, you're doing that mice already.
But that's always pick ratio. That's shot always
but that,
a
but that shows that's nichole because you know it's going to happen.
Right.
You want it.
But isn't that by every pick ratio?
You want that side, Rebbe. That side is within it and it is a shama.
That's what I'm having trouble understanding.
That what? That what?
That... This is a regular psik reisha, the lo nichlei. It's for sure going to happen. When I catch the fish, for sure it's going to die. But I want it to live. The Gemara says I want it to live.
No, the psik reisha is on the trapping. That you want it. It's not, no one would ever say that I trapped something and that's the lo nichlei. Or else you wouldn't trap. That's objectively nichlei by trapping.
You know, I never disagree with people in the show. I always say that could be, right? That can't be. Because we talked, there's no machokas in tzad. Tzad, everyone agrees there's trapping. The machokas, what Tosus is talking about is netilas neshama. Tzad, of course it's tzad.
And that's,
they're not arguing about tzad.
That's not nichlei?
We don't need that. That's a davar miskaven. Same mistake you always made. For the last month you've been making that mistake. Yes?
Can you say, like, in this case, by trapping it and sort of taking it out of its environment, that's inherently killing it?
That's what he's saying. It's
right.
Exactly what he's saying.
But
why
isn't
that called psik reisha?
It's psik reisha. Well, if you could trap it and then not kill it, right, that would be the nichlei. But here in this case, that would be what you.
That would be psik reisha. That wouldn't be psik reisha.
Why?
If I could trap without killing it, so wouldn't trapping is not psik reisha. That's not what we're saying here. Now you don't understand what I don't understand, right?
Can you maybe repeat Rabbi's problem one more time?
That means all this is a psik reisha. It's for sure going to happen. But the Gemara says, but I want it to live.
Are we in Rava or Rabbi Yochanan?
Rava. We want it to live. So it's a psik reisha nichlei. Why does the kind of Rabbi says, no, it's a psik reisha nichlei.
The what?
What makes it a psik reisha nichlei? Because it's for sure going to happen. That's always psik reisha for sure going to happen.
We're talking about when you squeeze it?
When I catch it. When I catch it, it's going to die, since catching is killing. Therefore, it's nichalei. Isn't it always like that? Yes.
Oh, so, okay. I think I might have.
When the Karnarim mentioned, it says Sarach Letzida.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
The Karnarim is going off of when you catch it and not when you drain it. Is that right?
Not when you what?
Not when you drain it. When you take Netilas Shama aspect.
Right, not when you squeeze it, but when you catch it.
Okay. If could you just read the Karnarim again?
Near Bene Lo Kashimidi. The Khan, I'll karch tsarach letzeda. I have to catch it. Can't take it out of the water. Vim zeh gufa havanichal shama. If catching is killing, havanichal. That's called nichalay. What could that mean? One second, he's next. Yosef.
I think with the Kanarim is it's like a psikrashay on a timer. I feel like he's saying that a psikrashay on a even if it's only following on a timer, then you'll be high up.
Explain that. I don't know what psikrashay on a timer means.
So like in the case of it's an ohai, right? In the case of it's an ohai, you take it out of the thing, you take it out of the seat, and then you take the thing and you squeeze it. When you squeeze it, you have two kavanah. You have the kavanah that you're getting the die at, which is nichalay, and then you have the kavanah you don't want it to die.
Right.
So that's why it's a psikrashay on a nichalay. Here, when you take it out of the sea, there's only one thing you're doing. You're being tzadik. It's not really. You're not killing it bad time right now because it's going to happen later. Then later on, when it dies, and you're going to be chayav for that. When it dies later on, that goes back on the first maaseh you did because you weren't doing the maaseh right now. And the first maaseh you did, it was all nichale because you didn't have any kavanah that was not nichale there. So because of that, we would zikre shayad nichale because it goes back on the first maaseh.
Whoa. I have to think about that. One second. I'll try to answer questions while I think about it, okay? Yes?
So I was thinking, maybe we could say that this is like a different level of psikresha. Because normally psikresha is really, there's two separate things, but one can't happen without the other. Like dragging the bench that's heavy, this really what's happening is two things. I'm moving the bench point A to point B, and I'm making a hole. It just happens to be that we can't drag the bench without making a hole in this particular case. Maybe here the more connected. That in order for me to like have this chila zone out on dry land, it's like it's impossible to have a chila zone on dry land that's alive. There are two things that are just so connected that it's even more. It's not, you can't say that it doesn't matter. They don't want it. It's like I
but,
say like.
But the chicken is called psik ratio. How are you gonna answer that?
So maybe you could say a chicken also like they're too. Because what I really want is just to have the chicken. Yeah, I guess.
Why is it? Yeah. Why is it not the same? You think about that, yes.
Okay, so I want to bring in the case of the Nemuke Griff to try to prove this. With the
can
I just try?
Try.
Okay. Right, the whole of fear case, he brings the whole of fear and how he wasn't as different than a fear.
Yeah.
But maybe what the Karni Ra'im is saying that it's not. He's saying that why is the whole Nitilas Neshama here in Nicholai? Because it's like the same process of the bread baking. The same way that with Netilas Neshama, the entire point is that right now it's alive. And like at the end of the day, it's going to die. It being alive right now is the process of the bread being baked. And therefore, it is the whole time that it's alive is still psik risha, the nichale, because at the end of the day, it's going to die. It's going to die.
Why is it different than you're saying such a big chiddush.
Why?
I tell you what you're saying. I can live with what you're saying. That could be that I always thought that killing the chicken is a psik ratio de nichalei. It could be killing the chicken is also a psik ratio de nichalei. But we don't care. Since it's such a high level of psik ratio, maybe they're both the same. Maybe they are both the same. Maybe the Mukhe Griv means by that also, like you're saying.
Right.
Maybe that
there's no difference.
Like there's, it's one Maisa. That means he put that thought into my mind now. He said, always what's Darvish Emechavin? I do one thing and another thing happens. I do schlepping and plowing happens. Here it's not one thing and another thing happens. When I take the fish out of the water, we don't say I took the fish out of the water and dying happened. No, taking the fish out of the water is dying. There's no two things happening. Sure. When there's no two things happening, maybe the Diruka Griv is Machadish. When there's no two things happening, that's called Nicholai. Because it's one thing.
Put the fish back
in the water. That's the chicken head.
If you put the fish back in the water,
live. That's why he mentioned later on Mukia Griv. You have to wait for that.
Right, that's chicken head, though.
What?
Chicken
head. Yeah, and chicken will be the same thing.
That's not...
Right.
Will be the same thing. Maybe chicken head... I always thought until today, for the last month, by chicken is psikration to Nicholai. Maybe chicken is psikration to Lone Nicholai. But Mukia Griv is right. I mean, the kind of name is right. When it's not one, I do one thing and another thing happens. Here it's not I do one thing and another thing happens. Here it's not I do one thing and for sure another thing's going to happen. Here I'm doing one thing. Dag is called killing a fish. That's what it is. It's like he calls the highest level of psik ratio, which you don't even need nichlei maybe.
According to this, it turns out that the actual case of psik ratio wouldn't be psik ratio.
That's the chiddush here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
We're saying that I caught it and I killed it, which is nichlei. But why should it be nichlei if I actually wanted to live?
Right.
But I think maybe this is what we're saying. No one ever. It's not enough at the end to say you can't say the whole time even though I caught it which was nichlei, but the whole time I really wanted to live because that's impossible. You can't catch something, and wanted to live.
Yeah, but then that svara sounds great. But every psik ratio is like that. Kind of a chicken's head.
Exactly. That's
psik ratio.
Nichlei.
Why?
No one would ever say that no one 100 like.
Very good. So you're saying that really cutting a chicken's head off is really low nichlei. But it doesn't fit into the irregular psik ratio of nichlei.
Unless this is one thing, there's a chilek of nitzilas neshama.
I don't know. What do you say?
No. It's one mice. It's not secret. It should be a cloud. But among other things, number one, I really liked what Nathan said. Number two, we have to keep in mind Tosfos in Subis, Vav Amud Aleph.
Right.
With the, yes, you can have a Ida Husa on the Mefarik Shabbat, but they'll still be simultaneously in the Husa on the Kibbutz Shabbat, and they'll feed that Nira Lokei Libre.
Okay. I was the one that told you that.
I know, and I'm reminding you of that. You taught me this.
I know. Okay, I have to think about that. Maybe. Okay, anyway, but that is the Kanye Rang. To me, it seems that Kanye Rang says that this Kiddush, that there's a high, that we haven't even learned something like this yet. There's a higher level of psik ratio. When the maisa I'm doing is what I'm doing, that's, I don't care if it's psik ratio or nicholai. Basically, if you want to go a little deeper, that is sort of Rekhi Vega's question on Mappas Mursa. Right? That's basically, does anyone remember Rekhi Vega's question on Mappas Mursa? That Tosfos calls Mappas Mursa Dervish Emes Kavin with a secretion of Onichalei. Frier says when you bust the pimple, that makes a hole. There's no two meisim. It's one meisa. Frier says that's not called Dervish Emes Kavin Onichalei. Sort of same type of thing. I think Rekiva Eger is saying the same thing as Kanye Reim.
Well, they're catching his.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Yes.
Rabbi Sachs talked about this in Yom yesterday about the secret.
You know, I really love when you say that.
Why?
Have you be here every week when someone says that? And I said, I couldn't care less, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he mentioned this Hakirain like Alkovis Shiurim, I think.
Right. Yes.
And also, he mentioned that the Rashi we saw in Zevachim holds exactly this.
Right.
That the psik ratio needs to be maaseichad, but anything that's not maaseichad is not called a psik ratio at all.
Okay.
You're in Kosfos.
I don't want to say that to him.
I will.
We're just mentioning it.
He's just mentioning it. Okay. Now, let's go. Now to the rest of the Mukia Griv, which is, it's a separate thing, but it's the same thing. Yes?
I just wanted to say one more thing, why I think there's a chilek of Nitzilas Neshama.
Tell me.
No one's, you can't say, We know, like, for example, one example is when for like Shlach Devar Veir or whatever, you can't say like, oh, I shouldn't be high for killing the guy because so and so sent me to kill him, right?
Right.
It's called your Maisa. Netil Sashama, it doesn't matter what you at the end of the day you did it. It doesn't matter if you wanted to, if you don't want to.
Yeah, but now you're getting in trouble with that those type of svaras.
Why?
Because all you're doing is saying Sikresha over again. That's what you're doing. All you're doing is saying, oh, I really like Sikresha. I really like the svar of Sikresha. That's what you're saying. And but Lo Michla is not Sikresha. That's what you're saying.
Are we wondering why the Lo Nichle doesn't overpower the Nichle in this case? Why does the Lo Nichle want it to live?
We are wondering here why this is different than any psikresha of Lo Nichle. What makes Netil
Shama? Who says this is the Lo Nichle?
Because the Gemara says, I want it to live.
But maybe we're saying that we don't care in this case.
Exactly. So saying in this case, the Lo Nichle is not a Lo Nichle. Yes.
Or it is, but it just doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Now, how are you answering that?
Because it's Netilas Neshama.
So, but that's just, all you're saying again is a psik ratio. But it could be Lo Nichle.
No, Lo Nichle only works by itself.
No, that's not true.
Why? So what's an example where when it...
Psik ratio, Lo Nichle.
Yeah, when that's the only thing going on.
Here, that's the only thing that's going on.
No, there's another thing of trapping, and that's Nichle. So there's two things going on. You have a Nichle and a Lo Nichle.
That's
Dov Shem's Kavan, right? That's Dov Shem's Kavan. That's always Dov Shem's Kavan.
You're doing a new
thought, and a new thought's happening. Okay, well, let's see the Mukhe Griff. Mukhe Griff goes on, and this is a little different, but we've been on this for a month and a half already, so, and I want to just go a little different. Look at the Mukhe Griff right there. This is unbelievable. Now he wants to say, he answered Tosus. He said, hey, Tosus is talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Hanani, you got to listen to this. He's saying Tosus is talking about Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, what's Tosus' question? What's Mashal's question? Tosus is talking about Rabbi Yochanan. Now he wants to make the Mashal's question right. He wants to say, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tosus has a question. How does he do this? How he does this is really interesting. Everyone go back to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Please go back to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. There's a Tosfos in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Tosfos is called Kodem. You see Tosfos in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Kodem? Mm-hmm. Now, it's talking about a certain thing. Can you put that stuff away? Can you put it away? Please put everything away. NCSY, please put away all phones. Okay? But please put that away. Now, there's a drabbanon. It's called Redias Apas. Let's put it in our language. If you put something in the oven to bake, and there's, okay, see, Redias Apas is a little different, but it's the same. Redias Apas is, did you ever see the real pita making? Mm-hmm. What they did, you saw real pita making? How they make real pita?
Kind of like a metal bowl.
Okay, so they have a metal bowl now. In the old days, the oven had, what's the difference, what's not indentations, what's the other thing called? Outdentations. Okay, the oven had outdentations, and you would stick the dough onto the oven side, and then once it became pita, you would take it off and you'd have a pita.
Isn't that a laffa?
What?
Whatever.
Call it a laffa. But I'm sorry, I'm not a farmer, I'm not a zoologist, I'm not a baker. We have a lot of things now that I'm not. Okay? But I'm the one that gives you a mark. Anyway, so that's what they used to do. Now you have to have an expert to do that. If one of you guys would go over to that lava and pull it off the outdentation, it wouldn't work. You have to be expert. Drabbanan made Drabbanan to do expert work on Shabbos. So Drabbanan said, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to take it off. Now, what we're talking about here is that the guy puts the lafa on. Now, a guy puts a lafa on the thing, And he says, oh no, it's Shabbos. I got an idea. I'm going to take it off before it bakes. So I'm not going to be over Shabbos. But there's a drabbanon that you're not allowed to do that. So it says drabbanon say you're not allowed to do it. Fred Tosvos, hey, no one's going to listen to drabbanon. I put the lafa in, and then drabbanon say, you're not to take it out. And I say, drabbanon, sorry, I don't want to be chayav misa. It's good that you made up, you could make it up there and not take it out. But if I leave it in there, it's going to bake and chayav misa. So Tosfos is a machadish, a big chiddush. That if you do a malacha deraisa, and you could make it not deraisa, and the chachamim say don't do that, then you don't have misa anymore. That means if I put something in the bake, and the chachamim say don't put it into bake, don't take it out, then I won't be chayav misa anymore because I'm listening to the rabbanan. So you can't be chayav misa to me because I'm listening to that Tosfos chiddush. It's a big chiddush, but that Tosfos chiddush. What?
What do you get?
Nothing.
Is it like an avera de oraita or is it?
No, I get nothing.
But you should leave it
there. Put bread in the oven, yeah. You get nothing?
No, if.
And if you
put
remember,
bread in the
you
oven, and I want to take it out, and I don't take it out because Rabbanan told me not to take it out, nothing. That's Tosfos Chiddush. But that's the. I just told you that because that's the first five Tosfos. But Tosfos goes into something else. Tosfos goes into, there's something called Hasra Safik. What is Hasra Safik? Let's just do this simply. This is a whole sugya that takes a month also. But let's just do it simply. In order to give you Hasra on Shabbos, I have to say, if you do this, you will be Chayav Misa. I have to be able to say that. If you do this Misa, you will get Misa. That's the only thing that works on Shabbos, only Hasra. Chalim Taisus, and Taisus asks, how could you ever be Chayav for baking? I put a cake in the oven. And before I put the cake in the oven, can anyone tell me if you put that cake in the oven, you'll be chayav misa? No, no one could tell me that. Why can no one tell me that? Because I could take it out. I could take it out. One second. I could take it out. So Frek tells me, it's always Hasra Safik. How can you be ever chayav for baking if no one could tell me if you put the bread in the oven, you'll be chayav misa? Because no, I could take it out.
I can someone
say
put the bread in the oven and it bakes.
That's a Hasra Safik. Because and it bakes, that means in if you don't take it out. If there's an if involved, it becomes Hasra Safik. There's an if.
So.
Anytime if in your Hasra there's an if involved, not chayiv.
So say that by Zerei also.
So
right?
If I say, if two Adam are watching a guy and they say, if you stab this guy and he dies, you're going to be Chayav Misa. Oh, that's Hasra Safik because A, he could stop, he could just not stab the guy. Or B, maybe the guy won't bleed out and die. There's Hasra Safik. You could say that about any kind of Hasra.
True.
You
can
say about other Malachas
so
also,
now,
you know?
To answer your first half of your question, Hasra, if it's not. If your Maisa is not within Tokhle Dibur of Hasra, it's called Hasra Safik. So therefore, if someone says, don't kill him, and I wait 3 seconds and then I kill him, I'm not Chayiv anymore. Because I can always say, hey, I forgot what you told me. I forgot. It's Hasra Safik. Most people forget in less than 3 seconds. They give you 3 seconds, okay? But, you know, I forgot. Second of all, if the Maisa I do is not a psik ratio, like, if it's not for sure going to happen, if he might not bleed out, then I'm not chayav because it is Hasra Safik. You're right. Yes. Yes. That's why, that's one of the reasons the Gemara says that Beis Din never gave anyone Misa. It was almost impossible. You're right.
Use a different example, not Misa then.
Yeah, it's true, but you're right. You're right. Yes.
Rabbi,
right.
Can you say there are other malachas also? Why are we only saying Ofa?
What?
You would say by
because
Zoraya.
Every other malacha, my Maisa malacha, is my Maisa Veira.
By planting?
So it's Ofa and planting. We know Ofa always goes together with planting.
What about
Bishul?
Bishul
is on Ofa. Give me a different one. Gozes.
Yeah, if you shear, so I'm just not going to shear.
Yeah, but that's always, you know, that means if you do this, that's the point of Hasra. But there has to be a second if. If you do this, and if, then it's Hasra Safik. The first if is always
there. So what would be the Hasra in this case if you put this in the oven and if it bakes?
Yes.
So we're saying Once you put it in, just remove it. That's what we're saying?
Yeah, you could remove it. That's what Tysus asks. So Tysus answers there, Tysus answers, the Riva answers, that we don't look at it that way. That once you did a Maisa, and it takes a second Maisa to get rid of the first Maisa, it's always called Hasras Vadai. Because who says you're going to do the second Maisa? Therefore, it goes according to your first Maisa. Not, we don't say, well, you could do a second Maisa and get rid of the first Maisa. No. The Asura is on the first Maisa. If you do this Maisa, you will get Misa. There's no if, and, or buts. You might do a second Maisa. The second Maisa has nothing to do with the first Maisa. That is the Riva, what the Riva says. Comes along the Griff, let's see it. He says, unbelievable about this. Let's see. It's always good to know other stuff also in this sugya. It's the second line of the Mukia Grim. The Shapri Tikshulei. I think the Masha at the end of the day is asking a good question. Masha is a Tosos Per Kama Dafdala and Dalaf, the Masal Kodim Shavo, Shikshu Gabi Ofa Hek Asre Chiyav Chatas. How could Ofa ever be Chayav? Have Asra Suffolk. It's Asra Suffolk. Uptirit Riva. I know, it's a very hard thing. Asra Suffolk on Chatas. It doesn't really make sense. It means Misa.
They said skilain,
but it was a fault. Yeah, I know. Vaytoa chatas, I don't know. It's very hard to put that trust up together with chatas. Very hard. Okay, v'tiris riva. The kivin shehidbik kivadei rohai b'dayte lirdais kaidem afia. It's a little different. Kivega doesn't like this. Kivega thinks it means something else. The words it tells are, when I do it, I have in mind to bake. I could change my mind later. Changing my mind doesn't cause Hasra Suffolk, but it's almost the same thing. A new Maisa doesn't make the old Maisa a non-Maisa. Ayin Chah. Vim Kein Lefi Zeh Shapi Yeshlomar HaChil Gavi Chilosim. Now he says, I could say very good about Chilosim. Listen closely. This is not easy. Da En Chai Miyad Gavi Dag V'Chilosim K'Sholo Rak Ad Shiyavish Gavi Dag. That means, let's say it's all the same, catching a fish. When I catch a fish, does it die right away?
No.
Can anyone tell me, if you catch this fish, you will have Misa? Can anyone say that to me? No. No, why?
Throw it back in.
I have to throw it back in. So same question of Toslos, you could ask, that Tos asked by Ofa, you could ask by fishing. Chazan also, same thing. When you catch this chazan, it could die in 10 minutes, but I might throw it back before 10 minutes. Why should I be chayv? Good. V'chein gabi chalazin, tzorach shei zman ma. Im kein, hava asra safik kushis toslos. So let's ask the same question that we asked on afia, ask on fishing. Same thing, same question. Why if I'm sitting there catching a fish with a net, and someone tells me, if you catch that fish, you're gonna get killed. No, I'm not gonna get killed. I'm gonna throw it back. And it is called Hasras Vaday. What's the answer?
So
yes.
Tzod, no?
What?
Why should not be Chayv
and Tzod? Yeah, Chayv Tzod, two. That means if someone didn't give me Hasra and Tzod, and gave me Hasra and Tilz Neshama. That's what we're talking about, really. Okay? Now, V'gabi Chalazan, Lo Shayach Tirtz Atosu Shem Riva, Kivin Nekan, Kol Kamed Isbe Neshama, Nicha Tvei. Now, Tosu said, the Griff says something unbelievable. What does Tosfos say? When I put it into bake, I want it to stay there. When I catch a fish, I want it to stay there. I want a fish. When I catch the chilazon, what do I want? I don't want it to die. I want to throw it back in the water. I want it to live.
Which is opposite.
So it should be Asra Suffolk. By chilazon, it should be Asra Suffolk. By chilazon. Because when I catch the chilazon, I want it to live. How is it going to live? Throwing it back in the water. I want to throw it back in the water. V'imkein, kol shon nichalei v'anichem b'mayim. I always want to put it back in the water. U'kesvara zu lo pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'rav klal. And here's the main part. This is hard to explain. And this, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav don't argue at all. What did I explain? What's Malkokas Rabbi Yochanan? And psikreshi d'lo nichalei, whether that works or not. But everyone agrees it's lo nichalei. Everyone agrees I want to keep it out in the water. Everyone agrees. So Rabbi Yochanan also agrees I want to keep it in the water. So now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when I According to Rabbi Yochanan, when I catch the fish, okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when I catch the chirazon, should I be chayiv netilas neshama?
Yeah.
No. Why? Because it's a sras suffik. By chirazon, it's a sras suffik. So that's what the mashah asked on Tosos. Tosos, you asked the question according to Rabbi Yochanan. You should be chayiv just like catching a fish. And you give this new teretz about the fish, the chalazim jumping up and down committing suicide as a simple thing. Like always. It's hasra safek. I want to throw it back in the water. It's hasra safek.
Ready?
1 second. The lo yechog b'metzias, they don't argue if it's lo nichole. They don't argue about if I want to keep it alive. They argue if sikret lo nichole is chayiv v'pater. Yes. Who said Rebbe?
Mendy.
So,
what's the reason that he's not going to be chayv if it's Asra Safik?
Asra Safik, Lo Shem
Asra. I just don't fully understand the concept.
Oh, that means you could not be chayv if you weren't warned. It has to be Asra Safik, you be chayv. So if someone tells you, if you're about to catch the chalazan with a net, and someone tells you, if you catch the chalazan, you're going to die. No, it's not true.
Even if it's common knowledge that this
because,
thing
yeah, but you don't want it. You want to throw it back in the water. You
because
want to
you
keep
want.
It alive.
You know
100%
it's going to die.
Well, yeah, but you want to keep it alive. Tulsa says, by the pass, I want it, when I put it in, I want to keep it in there. When I fish, I want to kill the fish. But by chalazon, I don't want to kill the chalazon. So, and everyone agrees to that. Therefore, it's asra safek. I'm going to catch it, and then I'm going to put it into a bowl. And then they squeeze it and put it back into a bowl, you know, a fish bowl. I want to keep it alive.
Well,
yes.
So, Rabbi, maybe that's really what the ikar is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba, of whether or not you that. Okay, so you're going to tell me that the Matthias is that it's possible that you could put it back into
yeah.
water and you really want it to be alive. But maybe the Matthias is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the second you catch it, you get rid of that. You get rid of that possibility that you still want it alive. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would still say that you're chayav netilas neshama.
Yeah, that is a hard thing to say.
It's
you could say
so
that.
Why is it so hard?
That, because that's, again, a machokas in metzias. What I want when I catch the chirazon.
I mean, we have those machokas all over the place.
Yeah, but...
It's like there's some secret ratio of
Rashi and doesn't like that. He wants to say that they both agree, but... Therefore, the Mashah is asking a good question now. The Mashah is saying, tells us, why should it be chayiv for catching chazom? Well, it shouldn't be chayiv. That's the Mashah's question. Why shouldn't it be chayiv? Because it's a hasra suffix. Just as one problem, Zakhne Mukhe Agriv, I'm saying this because in Rabbi Yochanan it's the same thing. If you look at the last line, I can answer the Mashah really great this way. But then I hate it when they tell the truth. You know, when you have such a good teretz, they say, the truth is, it's not a good teretz. I mean, it's really great. But then he says, truth is, Ulam al kol zeh lo kasha midi. Really, the Mashah's question isn't the question. The man mukirei patzul meis, Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. And we just say, Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be putter because hasra suffik. Rabbi Yochanan svirulei b'kama duchta, but in Shas, we learn Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra suffik shmei hasra. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra suffik shmei hasra. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you take out the chalazon, we don't need hasra svadei, hasra suffik also. Shemi chayiv. So Tosus has a good answer, good question. Now Mashah doesn't have a good question. Therefore, you haven't really answered the Mashah. So in Lamdis, it's a great answer. But in the people, it's not a good answer because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold Hasra Sefer Lo Shmei Hasra. But it's a great piece of Torah without that. Yes?
How can we really call this Hasra Sefer, though? Because it's true you don't want it to die, but you really don't want to throw it back either. You want it to be alive but on dry land. If it's in the water, it's no use to you. The fact
so,
that the
so
you took it out.
So with the Ritva, most people think that what you do is you catch it, then you put it into a fish bowl, and then as soon as you need it, you plan to squeeze it and throw it back in the fish bowl. You don't want it not to be in the fish bowl.
Well, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's always dead by the time you squeeze it.
What?
According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's always going to be dead by the time you squeeze it.
No, it's not
going to keep it. No, it says patzul mes. The case is patzul mes. But what was the question of Tosos? But be chayiv for catching it.
Right.
Bechayfin and Tils and Sama of catching it. But when I caught it, I planned to put it into a fishbowl. So it's Asra Safik.
So really, according to that answer, it's never really an issue of Netilas HaShem. If you do that, then... So really, it's just that it happened when you made a mistake and you didn't get to the fishbowl in time, and so it died? That's what, like, what happened?
No. Yeah. Yeah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes.
Okay.
But yeah, but still, this type of thing is Asra Safik. Because I had planned to get to the fishbowl in time. So that makes it to Asra Safik.
That's psikvesh. It's not possible to get to the fishbowl in time?
Yeah, it's not psikvesh. Right. Yeah, so not, that's for sure. But we're not... His whole point is we're in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't care about the psikvesh because he's arguing on Rava. But he does care that I wanted to live. I wanted to live makes it Asra Safik. That's what he says. You were against this a long time ago. You know that?
No.
But you were.
When, like today or?
No, like a month ago. You were. Yes?
Why is it matter for Shogi? Because, like, if it didn't have that...
Yeah, so that he asked before. It's true. When because when Tosis talks over there, it says Skila, not Shogi. We're not really discussing Shogi. We're discussing the Skila aspect. Not the show. Even in this Gemara, he has to learn. I know, that's a really big problem. I don't know what to do with that. That's a good question. In this Gemara, it's for sure talking about the Chatas problem. And if you're talking about Chatas problem, how do you put together Hasra, Safik, and Chatas? That's a good question. I don't know the answer. Maybe you can find out an answer for me. I don't know. Yes?
Even in Mukin group, we have to now say that the Erkli Fuzzle is always to... Far case, because if it's just sometimes, then when it is still being...
You must say always.
So then if it's always going to kill itself, then should be higher?
What?
Because if it's always going to kill itself...
But if my plan... That means we don't want that answer. We don't care if it's going to kill itself. I'm still higher. His question is, why should Tosos have that chiddush?
I don't know, but now it would be his whole heshbon that it would be the greatest for us. Like, in order to escape this whole, we need to now say that the...
Yeah,
but
don't hold a Tosus Chiddush. Then, when it hits something, even if it killed itself, I'm still high. Because that's it did it because I caught it. You have to work like that.
I don't know, but if it did it because I caught it, then she wouldn't still be traced back to me.
Yes, but I want to put in the fishbowl. Okay, have a nice day with Rav Nukhan.